Well, folks, a story was published this week out of London in The Telegraph that was entitled Every Email and Website to be Stored. The report details the plans of the British government to record and store every email, every phone call, and every website visit of every British citizen who uses a telephone or the internet. The new regulation, which is set to be unveiled later this year, will require every communications provider to store all details for a minimum of 1 year. Of course, all of this is coming under the heading of Homeland Security. The authorities claim that this is only being done to help them fight crime and terrorism. But what it really is a continuance of the surveillance state. Good, law-abiding British citizens will have their personal privacy invaded, all in the name of the global war on terror. Empowered with these new regulations, security and police authorities will be able to track every phone call, every email, every text message, and every website visit made by the British public. Mind you, this new regulation is coming from the bankrupt government of Great Britain, who also publicly announced this week that it would be firing over 500,000 workers in the public sector. So how are they going to pay for their Big Brother snooping operations? Well, let there be no doubt about where Britain's priorities lie. Apparently, Britain's recent moves towards austerity do not include cutting spending on their attempts to snoop on the masses. But if you live in the United States, don't look at this news out of Britain as unusual. The United States has moved privacy invasion to new heights. I don't know about you, but I'm growing weary of government's constant intrusions into the privacy of law-abiding citizens. But I am not kidding myself, and you should not kid yourself either. Real privacy no longer exists in the United States. Did you know that you're willingly providing information to the world with every website that you visit, and that with every product that you buy, you are letting everyone know your buying habits? Your mailing address, your phone number, your resume are all available online, literally to the entire world. The Internal Revenue Service knows everything about what you earn and any major transactions that you make. The Federal Bureau of Investigation keeps a database of over 90 million fingerprints, which can be accessed by other law enforcement agencies on a whim. It also has an extensive database of DNA. And now, thanks to 9/11 and the new Homeland Security Division of our government, the FBI now tracks a large portion of mail, cell phone traffic, and internet activity of people it deems suspicious. The credit rating agencies know your entire history of all your credit use, including payment of bills, mortgages, and credit cards. Cell phone providers can tell who you call, when you call, how often you call certain people, and what you say in your text messages. With GPS, they also now know where you are whenever you have your phone. Social media companies like Facebook know who all of your friends are, and they know what you like. Facebook also tracks which profiles you view, who you communicate with most often, companies and causes that you support, your personal calendar, and a great deal of personal information about your friends and your family. And don't worry if you ever try to delete anything off of your Facebook profile, because their servers have access to all of the deleted data. Credit card companies know your buying patterns. They know what you buy and when you buy. Search engines like Yahoo and Google track your habits and your interests. They also keep track of which links you click, and during your search, which advertisers you visit. Large corporations have begun placing radio frequency identification devices, or RFID chips, into their products, which allow them to track their sales, control their inventory, and know what areas of a particular town are most apt to buy their products. Gillette razors, for example, use RFID chips in their razors, and at any one time can access where their razors are anywhere in the country, whether they're lying on a shelf at a Walmart or stored in your bathroom closet. Recently, some school districts in Houston, Texas, began requiring their students to wear an identification badge that contains these same RFID chips. Why? To allow campus administrators to keep tabs on students' whereabouts while on campus. But critics fear the potential unintended consequences, such as hackers who could figure out a way to track students after they leave a school. Banks know your salary, your income, and your current account balance. Have you been to an airport lately? The invasion of privacy of law-abiding citizens that occurs there is off the charts. And back in August, Forbes magazine reported that the Homeland Security Department has purchased 500 mobile X-ray vans, they call them ZBVs, that can scan cars, trucks, and homes without the driver or residents in a building even know that they're being zapped. These vans, made by a Massachusetts company called American Science and Engineering, are fitted out with what is called Z backscatter X-ray devices, which aim a powerful X-ray beam that reportedly has the capability of penetrating 14 inches of steel. In other words, a driver can be X-rayed with no protection and never know what hit him. We can expect these mobile X-ray vans to be proliferating around the country soon. It was even reported that the U.S. military has been operating backscanner X-ray machines on the streets of New York, where it has been aiming the devices even at pedestrians. Add to this the fact that American cities are installing video cameras all over the place, allegedly to fight crime and to catch drivers who speed or run red lights. Video surveillance can track you just about anywhere you go. A few years ago, I walked into a gym where I worked out, and I was told that they had adopted a brand new fingerprinting identification system. After much complaining, they allowed me not to use the system. And when my driver's license was nearing expiration recently, I was informed by my local tag agency that a fingerprint was required to renew my driver's license. I voiced my concerns, and I was allowed a one-time exemption, but I was told that I would be mandatory at the next renewal. Friends, whatever is left of our personal privacy is quickly fading, and the noose of global governance is quickly tightening around the neck of what is left of the free world. I do not trust the government to protect my privacy. Relying upon the government to protect your privacy would be like asking a peeping Tom to install your window blinds. We would all do well to remember the words of Benjamin Franklin when he said, "He who sacrifices freedom for security deserves neither."